You're listening to SBS News.
In Gaza, dawn breaks differently today. For the first time in 2 years, the air carries something other than smoke and dust. It carries hope for a land and people long defined by loss. After 734 days of bombardment, displacement, and grief on both sides of the Israel-Hamas conflict, a ceasefire agreement has been signed, bringing joy across the divide. United States President Donald Trump has confirmed that all remaining hostages held in Gaza will be released early next week, under what he describes as a momentous breakthrough.
We ended the war in Gaza and really, on a much bigger basis, created peace. And I think it's going to be a lasting peace, hopefully an everlasting peace. Peace in the Middle East. We secured the release of all of the remaining hostages, and they should be released on Monday or Tuesday. And that'll be a day of joy.
The U.S. president says the signing ceremony will take place in Egypt, and he praised regional nations from Qatar to Turkey and Saudi Arabia for uniting behind the plan. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio hailed the moment as one for the history books.
This weekend, we are going to see 20 living human beings emerge from the darkness into the light for the first time in 2 years. I think it will go down as a historic moment in the history of our country and something our country should be very proud of.
Mr. Trump says wealthy Arab nations will now help fund Gaza's reconstruction, and that the U.S. will work closely with regional partners to ensure security and stability for all. But while U.S. officials celebrated, leaders across Europe and the Middle East gathered in Paris, calling the day one of joy, but also of renewed responsibility. Germany's Foreign Minister Johann Wadephul says preparations must be made now to ramp up aid delivery.
Es ist aber auch ein Tag der Freude.
The weapons are silent, and that there is a chance and prospect that the people who have suffered so terribly in the Gaza Strip can finally be provided for. The focus now is on delivering aid very quickly in the near future. The Federal Republic of Germany is ready to contribute, especially in the medical field regarding hospital care. We are immediately prepared to bring appropriate humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip.
He also credited U.S. diplomacy, adding that the United Nations should further strengthen the agreement through a Security Council resolution, one that the U.S. will back. Spain's Foreign Minister José Manuel Álvarez struck a hopeful tone, saying Europe must help ensure the peace is irreversible.
Y este tiene que ser un primer paso.
This needs to be a first step. Today is a happy day. Today is a happy day for the Palestinians in Gaza and for all in the Middle East, because today a path of hope finally begins that we hope, Europeans and Arabs, to be able to expand here in Paris. What will assure the security of all in the Middle East is a realistic and viable Palestinian state under a sole Palestinian authority, with Gaza and the West Bank connected by a corridor, with access to the sea and a port in Gaza and the capital in East Jerusalem.
And on the ground in Gaza, those who have endured 2 years of war reacted to the announcement with joy and relief. In Khan Yunis, Palestinians poured into the streets, cheering and dancing after Mr. Trump's declaration. Among them, Gaza resident Wael Radwan.
Thank God, today, President Trump announced that the war stopped. We are very happy that the war stopped. This is something joyful for us. And we thank our brothers and anyone who contributed, even if verbally, to stop the war and to stop the bloodshed.
Hostage families in Tel Aviv also celebrated into the night. Fireworks lit the sky as parents hugged strangers and thanked the U.S. president for his mediation. Haggai Angrest is the father of Israeli hostage Matan Angrest.
President Trump, thank you very much.
We thank him. Our children will not have returned home without him.
But amid the celebrations, others remained cautious. Avishai David, whose son, Evyatar, is among those expected to be freed, said he would only believe it when he is physically there.
Great excitement, tremendous excitement, even though for now it's only on paper, just signatures, nothing tangible yet. I want to see him, feel him, touch him. Only then will I know it's real, because everything can still change.
While families await the return of their loved ones, hospitals across Israel are preparing for their arrival. At Rabin Medical Center near Tel Aviv, staff have refreshed detailed protocols for treating the released hostages. Professor Noah Eliakim Raz is head of internal medicine at the Rabin Medical Center.
We're prepared for every scenario. We think of extreme situations, of prolonged captivity underground. The most important thing for us is to actually restore the sense of making decisions and deciding for themselves.
Of the remaining 48 hostages held by Hamas, around 20 are believed to be alive. Israeli officials say the ceasefire will take effect within 24 hours, followed by the release of hostages within 72 hours. Aid agencies are moving quickly to deliver supplies and prevent a humanitarian collapse in Gaza. The United Nations says 170,000 metric tons of food, medicine, and relief supplies are ready to be sent into Gaza once the ceasefire is confirmed. Tom Fletcher is the UN humanitarian chief.
President Trump's peace plan must be the basis for life-saving work. So our plan, detailed and tested, is in place. Our supplies, 170,000 metric tons. We will scale up the provision of food across Gaza to reach 2.1 million people who need food aid and around 500,000 people who need nutrition.
Mr. Fletcher is calling on donor nations to contribute, warning that only 28% of the $6 billion needed for Gaza's emergency appeal has been funded. Meanwhile, regional powers like Turkey say they're ready to play a hands-on role in monitoring the ceasefire and ensuring it holds. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says Turkey will join a multinational task force to oversee the agreement's implementation.
We will meticulously monitor the strict implementation of the agreed-upon provisions of the agreement. As Turkey, we will hopefully take part in the task force that will monitor the implementation of the agreement on the ground.
Turkey, which has long maintained ties with Hamas, was among the key mediators alongside Qatar and Egypt. And in Egypt, where President Trump is expected to attend the formal signing, preparations are underway for what diplomats hope will be a defining moment in regional history. Both Hamas and the Israeli government have praised the agreement, though each for different reasons. Hamas leader Khalil al-Hayya, in a social media post, says the deal represents the end of aggression and the beginning of self-determination.
We have reached an agreement to end the war, to withdraw the occupation forces, open the Rafah crossing, and exchange prisoners. This is the start of our people determining their destiny.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he's thankful for the Trump administration's work in brokering the deal.
Tremendous development in the last 2 years. And a central one of these war aims is to return the hostages, all of the hostages, the living and the dead. And we're about to achieve that goal. We couldn't have achieved it without the extraordinary help of President Trump and his team, Steve Witkoff and Jared Kushner.
The deal, however, leaves open questions about long-term governance, disarmament, and whether Gaza will one day form part of a two-state solution, an issue Mr. Trump says he'll leave to the parties to decide. Now, as the sky above Gaza becomes silent, the world watches closely to see if this fragile truce will hold and whether decades of mistrust can give way to something more lasting. For families on both sides, the next few days will be a time of waiting and perhaps of healing. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.